Hi, my name is Zoe, and today I want to talk to you about moving past regret. By the time most of us are adults, there is one thing or the other in our lives that we regret. Sometimes we move past some regrets pretty well without dwelling on them. However, there are those ones that are deep down inside us that we just can't seem to shift. They seem to have a long-lasting or permanent impact in our lives. If only we could wind back the clock, the hands of time. However, the truth is that no one can go back to the past. Yet, we look at the future with sorrow and dread because of certain regrets. Here are some points to help. Number one, daily living in regret is not going to erase the pain of our past. If anything else, it makes us feel worse. There is no point reminding ourselves of what we did or the wrong decision we took. So remember, regret does not change the situation. Number two, everyone makes mistakes. Don't be hard on yourself. I have a favorite Bible saying that says that all things work together for our good. That means even our mistakes are conspiring for our good. I deliberately use the word conspiring because sometimes it seems like our mistakes are a conspiracy plan. Yet, if we can have a mindset that even when we have erred or made drastic mistakes, that is for our good, we'll feel a lot lighter. Maybe, for example, you had an opportunity to go to Australia but stayed where you are. Now, 20 years later, you have all the missed opportunities you may have had. Have you ever considered that if you went to Australia, maybe you may have been run over by a kangaroo? Okay, that's a far-fetched possibility, but you get where I'm coming from. Be grateful that even though you seem to be struggling, you are alive to tell the tale. No one knows for sure if you'd been living a bigger regret if you had relocated. Number three. There are always endless possibilities. Maybe you abandon your kid as a desperate 16-year-old at the doorstep of an orphanage or in the park, and now at 35, you're childless with your tubes removed. Dare you think of your only child that is now living somewhere in the whole wide world, not knowing of your existence. There is a wonderful story, again in the Bible, of a mother abandoning her child. The mother, like you, was desperate, but God never once punished her all the days of her life. That baby was called Moses. Yes, the mother had a happy ending, and so can you. For Moses' mother, the baby was found pretty much as soon as Moses was abandoned. Cutting a long story short, the mother actually fostered her own child. The baby became a great leader who did great things. Okay, for you, you may not know where your kid is. Your kid could be living in another continent. But you've been mourning for your kid for long. One thing you should know is that God is not angry with you. You have not attracted bad things because of that desperate, regrettable action that you made. Your kid is most likely living a good life. Think of your kid as a special child. Remember, all things work together for good. That kid needed to be in that family where they are for a reason. Moses needed to be adopted in his adopted family's house for a reason, so he could learn their customs for his future purpose. A purpose neither his mother nor his adopted mother knew. So I'm appealing to you to release your child. Find out your new role, your purpose. Maybe you can reach other ladies just like you. Help them move from their pain too. Or reach out to a child that may be feeling abandoned, maybe having feelings of abandonment. Every child is our child. The ashes of your past can definitely be turned into something beautiful if we can see past our regrets. So I'm appealing to you, have hope. Finally, number four, in wrapping up, let us look again at the other three points. Regrets will not ease the pain. Everyone makes mistakes. There are always endless possibilities. One, our last point, make time to heal from your hurt. Forgive yourself and forget it. Don't forgive and not forget. Yes, forgive yourself and forget the past. Release the chain of regret and embrace a future of endless possibilities. Well, that's it for now. I hope you've enjoyed our chat today. Remember, we are what we hear. Sound thoughts give way to a sound mind. Tune in next time to more inspirational thoughts on our podcast on www.definementalillness.com.